tell you, that's why I'm in Nevada. But let me tell you, even Nevada, man, this place is a fucking dump, man.
It's only a dump if you're not doing what you doing. You make like that's you though, Ricky. You like Diddy, bro. You can go into the jungle and come out with a chinchilla suit and some fox fur shoes.
I lied, because guess what? You ain't lying. When I went to Colombia, I lived there for 8 months. I don't speak no Spanish. I survived. I made friends out there. I found the people, the Colombians, that speak just a little English, just enough to help me get around. We established relationships. And JMC Colombia was born over there. You feel me? Now we got a whole bunch of artists over there that would love to work with you. You feel what I'm saying?
Man, that's dope. Yeah, that's dope. You've been doing that for about 15 years.
What?
You had that JMC Colombia?
No, the JMC Colombia, that's new since 2018.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, JMC Management Group is, you know, JMC just, yeah, JMC's been about 16, 17 years. You're right. Just open.
Yeah, but that's, Colombia is popping low key, man. Eric, I'll be watching.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you, I had to come back. I don't want to, but I had to come back because I ran out of money and shit. Man, I lost my phone and got robbed and, I mean, all kind of crazy shit. But if you set your business up online to where you're making all your money online, you get money through your website, you get money from your YouTube streams, all that, people would love to see Orlando Brown in Colombia, Orlando Brown in Brazil, Orlando Brown in Australia, Brown in Poland, Orlando Brown in Canada. It's like, motherfucking, what's that motherfucker? Where's Waldo looking at? You know what I mean? And you know, you just give him, and you just on the tour doing some old National Geographic shit. You know what I mean? People would definitely fucking follow that shit.
Well, I mean, that's where it's going, man. That's where it's going. You know, doing the whole change of progression, bro, is shifting that way. And I'm glad you see it, man, because we can definitely start working on some stuff like that, man.
You ain't ready for the metaverse.
What's up with this meta stuff? What is this meta stuff?
Okay, all right. So Facebook changed their name to Meta.
Right.
So right now what we're in, so when internet first came out, remember we had to dial up modems, we had to wait for it to dial up and slow as hell, and now we got, you know what I mean, and we didn't have social media in the beginning. You feel me? We just had like messengers and shit like that. Right? So then we went to Web 2.0, which was like now we got all the social media sites that's controlling our experience of the internet.
You feel me?
So now when we go to the metaverse, that's Web 3.0. Now instead of the social media sites and stuff like that controlling the experience, we control our own experience. We take control back of our content and everything again. And now, like, for instance, like if you go to, like, say somebody goes to your website and they click on a link and to go in there and to buy something, you know what I'm saying? That's the Web 2.0. But in Web 3.0, people will be able to actually, instead of clicking on your website, they'll be able to go inside your website and walk around and scan shit with QR codes and shit like that.
Wow. Like,
say me and you want to play dominoes. You send me an invite and I take the invite and I go and I end up at your house. Your house is maybe a 20-bedroom mansion off the coast of Morocco, because that's how you designed it in the metaverse. It's deep. Just go look up the metaverse and do your research, and then you go, it's gonna blow your mind, and then it's a bunch of money to get made off NFT. Tory Lanez just did the first NFT album. I think you need to drop the Orlando Brown album next.
On NFT?
Yeah, the NFTs is like, it's like basically like you could turn damn near anything into a digital file that people buy and they become owners of it. So like, let's say you put the album up, people can become owners of the album and then they can own it, and then people can, like, they can resell it and have ownership. And so, like, it's only so many owners. Like, some, it's that shit deep. I'm still learning, man. But you know, this metaverse shit, bro, we gotta tap in now, because they doing metaverse concerts and all that.
Oh yeah, we gotta see what's up. Yeah, yeah, that sounds like, yeah.
What's the name video with Mark Zuckerberg? That's the one you gotta see, I think.
What video?
It's like a video with Mark Zuckerberg introducing the metaverse.
Okay, bet. I'm gonna check it out. It's on YouTube, right?
Mm-hmm. That shit.
I'm gonna check it out.
Yeah, that shit crazy. So get ready, everybody. That shit's definitely crazy. So are you going gospel or what?
Nah, man. It's bro, like I just go hard, man. I make music, you know what I'm saying? I love God, you know what I'm saying? It's not like I'm stuck in one genre, man. You know, you could go back to my old stuff and you know what's up, you know what I'm saying? But I smartened up, man. I just realized that with rap, you don't have to cuss, man. It's going to go way further, man. Ask Will Smith, you know what I'm saying? Like, really, like if you're going to do something and learn from people's mistakes and all that, look, man, you know what I'm saying? He got the first Grammy, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like, come on, bro. Like, it's you got to look at it like that, man. Like, you, when you're not cussing and when you, you know, when you putting up positive, putting out positive messages and positive energy, bro, that can be, that turns into a Disney movie song. That turns into, it's for, you know, the kids can listen to it and understand it. You know, it's clarity. It's showing people that rap isn't just a bunch of mumble jumble, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, real talk. It's you know, it's opening your mouth, speaking for what you believe in, and making sure that you say it clear enough to where people can make it out, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't understand half the stuff that these guys are saying, and I'd be really listening to give them a chance because I love music. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of it is just it's just, you know, repetitive mumbo jumbo. Yeah. And I can't see myself calling myself gospel when I actually, you know, I'm not, you know, I'm just universal as far as, you know, music with the singing. We got the singing still, you know, so it's like, you know, R&B, the love making and all that stuff. It's there, you know, but everything is done according to God's plan, man. And you know, so no, I'm not no gospel artist, but I'm not afraid of people saying that either. You know what I'm saying? Like, they could say that, but that's just not what it is, man.
Would it be safe to say that you don't want to be classified into one particular genre?
Yeah, well, that's what it is. Is people know that I'm not a gospel rapper, but at the same time, you know, it's just like you said. You know what I'm saying?
And you mentioned God a lot, and that shows. And I can see it, I can see the change. You know what I mean? So
mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to just keep it PG, man. It goes further, man. You know, keep it PG, man. You can let your kids hear it. Your mom can hear it, your granny can hear it, you know, and they be like, okay, I understand what he's saying. You know, that's nice. You know, they're going to like you said, the Heartbreak Hotel record, you know, every grandmama know the Jacksons.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They're going to nod their head. And then you're talking about God. And then you're talking about, I pray every kid dance to this.
That's right.
And then you know what I'm saying? And then you're talking about Jesus. And then you're doing it in a way to where it don't sound gospel. What are you doing? It's like, it's the same thing that Ray Charles was doing, bro. Ray Charles put blues over gospel, and they thought the man was crazy. they thought the man was, oh, you're sacrilegious. Oh, you're sacrilegious. He was like, man, come on, man. You know what? I don't care. I don't care about nothing you saying, brother. That, you know, how is it? Huh?
I'm sorry. I wanted to get your opinion on Nicole Young walking away with $100 million of Dr. Dre's money. What do you think about that? And settlement.
I think that when it comes down to certain people's situations, we don't know how. Okay, put it this way. If I just got a divorce, I'm not going to run around and promote it. He's doing a whole campaign for divorce, which is sending out the signal, I didn't give a shit in the first place. Excuse my language, you know? And it's like, I can't get with, okay, I could understand you getting, you know, you're unmarried, sir. But you don't got to run around wearing shirts saying, you know, mother uffer. And you don't got to, you don't gotta do no divorce campaign. It's that, like, how that lets me know that something wasn't. He has the world, man. He has the world, and she's probably tired of sitting back and being last, man. You know what I'm saying? Sitting back and being last, you know, and you know, you're out there enjoying the world. We get it, man. You're Dr. Dre. You're awesome. You're awesome at what you do. But what about your wife, man? What about your wife? Who gonna be a wife to your husband? I mean, who gonna be a husband to your wife, bro? You know what I'm saying? You can have the whole world, but what's a man that gains the whole world and lose his soul? You know, that's your wife, man. You can't, you know, so at the end of the day, 100 million, so, nigga, it should have been a billion, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
TMZ is saying that she only get a fraction. So basically she gets, let's see, she gets, Dre agreed to pay their agreement, which would be split up to 50 million now, and then the rest a year later.
Well, that's cool. That's cool.
But he worth 820 million. So what is it really to him?
It exactly. And then the thing is, it's like, come on, man. Don't put yourself in a position to act like you don't got it. You know what I'm saying? Don't let the tabloids beef us up and you know, oh, this and all that. Nah, man, we don't know them people's business, and we don't know how he was treating his wife, and we don't know how she was treating him. We don't know what's going on, you know. Well, so God. At the end of the day, I want to say respectfully, I just pray for both of them, and I hope that they both are okay as far as, you know, the inside. Because when you're wearing a shield and you're doing all this for the world, you know, you got to hold up some kind of, you know, confidence. You know what I mean? But inside, you know, you're hurting.
Yeah, especially the kids. I'm worried about, you know, and I'm worried about they will be. And I hope, you know, because whenever it's a divorce, the kids is always the ones that's affected, you know.
Yeah, man, it really is. It really is. It's a messed up situation. But, you know, like I said, he's always going to be Dr. Dre. You know what I'm saying? And she's always going to be, you know, known as his wife forever. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, that 100 million ain't it ain't. I bet you she want her husband instead of that 100 million.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? I bet you she want her husband instead of that 100 million, man. And that's what people ain't going to talk about. You know what I'm saying? All she wanted him to do was be a husband. And a lot of people just, they get blessed with so much, man. And that's hard to do. It really is.
It's crazy, man, with these marriages, you know, like Kanye, you know, he just bought the house across the street from Kim.
Yeah, man, and he's allowed to do that. He's allowed to do that. Yeah, he gonna wake up and go jogging every morning. He wanna see who coming in and out the house. He wanna know, yeah.
All the kids gotta do is just run across the street. Yeah. Asshole, man.
He's so annoying. I love him. He's annoying, bro.
Ultimate Gemini for sure.
I love him, bro. I love him. The boy bought the house across the street. Oh man, my wife told me that. My wife told me, I said, oh no, he pulled Orlando Brown. Bought the house right across the street, bro. Like, wow, that's crazy. But you know, I think that just shows that he did some soul searching. You know what I'm saying? Because just before that, what was he saying? I'm gonna be homeless, and I'm finna be I'm finna live place to place, and I'm gonna be homeless for the next 10 years. That's what he was saying. He wanted to be a rabbi. He just wanted to know. He wanted to know people, not a rabbi, but he wanted to know people in every city and come stay in people's houses and stuff and then leave. You know what I'm saying? And I just heard him say that in one of his interviews. And then, you know, he bought the house. So it just lets me know that somebody said, nah, bro, you can't be Kanye West, one of the biggest artists in the world, sleeping in people's houses on people's couches, bro, just because of your own mental. What you trying to do? No, it's not. No, bro, you're Kanye West, nigga. You want to be home back with Kimberly? Well, why don't you just go buy the house across? He said, oh, heck yeah. Yeah, the kids can run right across the street. You Kanye West and you got money, go buy a house. Why would you say that you want to be homeless when you can go buy it? Actually, there's a house right across the street from your wife. You want it? So he's smart, man. It just shows that he listened, you know, to someone, and he showed growth. He said at that concert he wanted his wife back, and you gotta put work in, bro. He put work in, regardless of whatever they want to call him, crazy, annoying, whatever. Yo, bro, he's working on it. He's working on it, because at the end of the day, when the lights go out, his wife is right across the street, and he can sleep peaceful.
Yeah, he got so much money. I can't believe him. Okay. Big ups to Kanye.
Big ups to Kanye for being a man. Yeah, big ups to Kanye for being a man. Yeah, real talk. I'm going to get his wife, man. He's serious about that thing. Yeah, he's serious. He's serious. That's that kick. Yo, that kicked me in the butt when you said the kids can run right across the street. That is deep, bro. That's deep. Like, that's deep, man. Like, that's how you put work in, man. Because you got to be there. That's when, you know, anytime.
Especially if they love each other so much that they hate each other's guts. It's like, this motherfucker going to move across the street. Fuck.
Right. You know what I'm saying? And now, you know, you have no choice but to deal with your husband. But that's going to get tiring, though, because if she really doesn't want to be with him and she starts showing it, He gonna spaz and go back into Kanye mode, and
he don't get no respect, man.
Man, he said he don't get no respect.
No, I hope she don't get no restraining order. That'd be the next thing if she don't want him across the street.
Oh man, but it's too late to get the restraining order though, because that's his house. The restraining order.
What he can't. He can't walk across the street though. Like, they probably say, like, you have to pull out your driveway and drive and keep going.
That's crazy. Yeah, more than likely, that's what's gonna end up happening. Either she gonna get a restraining order. Well, I hope she don't, man, because you know that he gotta see the kids. You know what I'm saying? So for the sake of the kids, I pray that she don't get no dang restraining order, man. Cause that's crazy, man. Some people just gotta, you know. If he's like I said, he's showing growth, bro. He bought the house and I ain't heard nothing bad. So I'm assuming that he over there being a man and, you know, doing what he got to do and keeping in contact with Kimberly to where she, you know, they are allowing each other to have the kids whenever they need it and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? That's important. That's important, man. You know, and then he always got his babies in church. And I love that. I love that. You know who else?
I'm really smart.
What's his name? I'm proud of this dude. Denzel Washington, man. Oh, like, he is doing so well, man.
He's the over goat.
Man, he is like the over goat, bro. Like, I'm just like, wow. Like, I'm just looking at his growth, and it's just like, man. Like, and then how he's passing it down to Michael B. Jordan, you know what I'm saying? And it's like that right there is just like amazing to me, because it's
wow,
we need that.
I didn't know that. I don't think anybody.
Yeah, man, he passing it down to Michael B. Yeah, and I mean, look at the new movie they just did. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm definitely going to go check it out, because. It's the love story, the new love story that was directed by Mr. Washington, and it has and Michael B. Jordan is the star.
Oh yeah, okay, I'm about to check that out.
Yeah, it's giving good, like, it's getting good feedback and it's giving good vibes, like good vibes. You know what I'm saying? They tackling love, tackling the subject of Black love, man, and how a man's supposed to treat his woman, you know what I'm saying, and in a monogamous relationship, and it's a beautiful, it sounds like a beautiful story, so I'm up for a love story.
Yeah, real talk.
Mm-hmm, definitely up for. And how's Marcus doing, man? How's Marcus Polk? How's he doing?
I talked to bro not too long ago. He's doing all right. He's thugging, doing what he do. Same old Marcus.
Yeah, man.
I'm at love for you. We definitely talked about you. He definitely said he would definitely do a. He definitely said he would work and do a project with you. He said he'd do a project with you over anybody, anytime.
Mm-hmm. But that's what's up, man. I'm just happy that everybody ready to start working, man. I just had to make sure, you know, fall back and
get got all your demons out.
Man, tell me about it, boy. Jeez. Oh my Lord, it was going on. What the heck was going on with me?
We live and we learn, and God always pull us through.
Yeah, you right.
But yeah, man, we gonna wrap this up, man. It's been amazing, hanging with you, bro. I thought
this is how we do. You feel me?
We love y'all. If y'all got any comments or questions, y'all tap in. If you want to follow Orlando, can you give them your Instagram so they can if they want to tap in?
Oh yeah, Old Michael Jackson Me. Just like it sounds. It's Old Michael. Old by itself, and then Michael Jackson Me.
Okay, mine's it. Official Ricky Romance Live and No Filter Podcast. We want to thank you guys for listening. We want to wish you a Happy New Year's Eve. We hope
Happy New Year's Eve.
You guys got resolutions or just you got plans and goals, and you make every day your best day. We love you, and so does God. This is the No Filter Podcast, and we out of here. Mr. Orlando Brown, we appreciate you, and we're going to be premiering some of his music, so you guys stand by.
Love you, man. Thank you guys so much.
Love you as well, man. We thank you as well. Peace.
Peace.
That's Orlando Brown, you guys. No Filter Podcast. Yo, 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 what up, what up, what up, what up, what up, y'all? It's your boy Ricky Romance, and this is a world premiere. Yes, this is a world premiere on the No Filter Podcast. We will be changing the name and the title soon. For right now, y'all, turn your radios up and turn your speakers up. This is Stallionaires with Know Me or Get to Know Me, however you want to say it. This is a world premiere. Let's go.
Why don't you get to know me? Why don't you get to know me? Why don't you get to know me? Know me before you go and judge me. Why don't you get to know me? Why don't you get to know me? Why don't you get to know me? Know me before you go and judge me. Know me before you go and judge me. Just know me before you go and judge me. Just know me before you go and judge me. All I know is please don't judge me. All I know, God don't like ugly. All I know is been trust me. All I know is too much fussing. All I know, nigga keep on hustling.
Yeah, nigga, and we back. Now that we hang, we back in the track. Yeah, you see what I'm saying? I'm back in the hood, you know I'm wrecking these racks. I remember mama used to say come home from the street like come. When that wax, she feelin' so good, I hit it from back. This shit is so hard, I put it on wax. Went to the hood, they bangin' on wax. I can't make a call, my shit is on tap. I'm dodging these cops, my skin is all black. I'm dodging these bullets, ain't no looking back. I pray to God, please don't judge me. Why don't you get to know me? Why don't you get to know me? Why don't you get to know me? Know me before you go and judge me. Why don't you get to know me? Why don't you get to know me? Why don't you get to know me? Know me before you go and judge me.
Bullets ain't no looking back.
Just know me before you go and judge me.
Bullets ain't no looking back.
Just know me before you go and judge me.
Bullets ain't no looking back.
Just know me before you go and judge me.
Bullets ain't no looking back.
Know me before you go and judge me.
All I know is please don't judge me. All I know.
Know me, why don't you get to know me? Why don't you get
get to know me. Know me before you go and judge me.
Bullets ain't no looking back.
Just know me before you go and judge me.
Bullets ain't no looking back.
Just know me before you go and judge me.
Bullets ain't no looking back.
Just know me before you go and judge me.
Bullets ain't no looking back.
Know me before you go and judge me.